All right, it's Thinking Out Loud from KBIA. There's a concert coming up this Friday evening, 7:30 at the Unitarian Universalist Church here in Columbia. It's Brian Claflin and Ellie Grace performing. And if that second name sounds familiar, Ellie and her sister Lita have been on this show many times before. And Ellie, it's wonderful to talk to you again. Ellie Grace with us.
Hi, I'm so glad to talk to you, Darren.
Where are you right now?
Right now, I am in Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. But you're out of North Carolina these days, right?
Well, it just keeps changing. Okay. I actually moved to Massachusetts to go to graduate school, got my MFA in dance from Smith College, and this last summer relocated to Kansas City. So I am actually in Missouri again.
All right. Well, great. And you're going to be doing the show, as we mentioned, this Friday night with Brian Claflin, who is another musician, and you ran into him in North Carolina, right?
Yeah, so he is still based in Asheville. We started our collaboration there and have continued it long distance as I moved north and west and all different directions. We have continued our collaboration.
And you've got a CD and a lot of musical things that are going on that we want to talk about. But I want to specifically talk about a song that I have seen several of my friends post on social media, and it's kind of spreading out there, called I'm Gonna Walk It With You. Tell me the story about that.
Well, this song came about after the election of this last November that we may not want to talk about, but Brian and I had been writing songs together for a number of years, and we hadn't talked musically about a response to the election, and individually we were both at a complete loss for how to respond musically, and frankly, if it even mattered if we responded in a musical way, even though my belief is that it is incredibly important to be a voice for people through my music. But on Thanksgiving morning, I got a text message from Brian saying, Ellie, your Thanksgiving present is in your email. Go listen to that. And I found just the seed of this song. So often we co-write by one of us sending the other one what I would call a seed. So just an idea, something to spark the song. And in my email was the first line of this song. It looks like it might be a hard road, but I'm going to walk it with you. And a melody for the song. And my heart just about leapt out of my chest when I read that line. And he was sending it to me as a gesture of friendship from a straight man to a queer woman, saying, I know this is going to be a hard time for you and so many others, but I'm going to be there with you. And all of these lyrics just started pouring out of me, and he and I worked back and forth and finished the song. It had just been waiting there to come out without either of us really realizing that. And we then got together in December to work on our upcoming CD and ended up making a quick video of this song that we had just finished and posted it on social media. And the grassroots journey that has happened since then is, we are in utter awe of what has happened with this song and where it has gone and the beautiful experiences that the song has had and we have had because of the song. It's a good reminder of how connected we still are and how empowered and how many people care a lot.
And it sounds like it's a song, maybe you could agree with this or not, but regardless of someone's political beliefs or beliefs on this issue or that issue or whatever, that's something pretty much anybody can relate to. You're having a hard time, but don't forget there are friends here that are going to stand by you while you go through it.
Right, exactly. It's about, at its base level, friendship and community and caring about other human beings and saying, you don't have to go through the darkness alone. I'm going to shine a light for you. I'm going to follow your lead.
Ellie Grace with us. Her concert with Brian Claflin is happening again this Friday evening. It'll be at 7:30 at the Unitarian Universalist Church here in Columbia. Tickets will be available at the door, or you can find information on Facebook if you just look for Ellie Grace. Ellie, I know you've traveled. You mentioned some of the places you've lived in recent years, and I know you've traveled all over the place, concerts with your sister, Leela, and shows with Brian and other things that you've done. Coming back home to Mid-Missouri has got to be special, though, because you guys are from Cooper County and have been playing here since you were kids.
Yeah. We grew up actually out in Boone County, and there is just nothing. No offense to every other location in the entire world, but there is nothing for me like a show in Columbia. I mean, this is where I grew up. This is where I spread my wings musically. This is where my roots are, and getting to be back in that community and share my new collaborations and the ways that I have grown with the people who have seen me since I was a baby, pretty much, is just, there's nothing quite like that. It's really special for me. And it's really fun. I just, the people in Columbia are my people. So getting to sing for them is like nothing else.
That's wonderful. Now, obviously, we talked about I'm Gonna Walk It With You, but you guys have a CD coming out and some other songs that are happening, right?
Yeah, so we've over the course of, I can't even remember now, I guess we wrote our first song together in 2011, which I pretend is like last year, but apparently a number of years have gone by since then. But we've probably written 25 songs together, and our first CD is about to come out probably early next month, and we're going to be doing a lot of the songs from it. It's all co-written songs, and we'll be doing a lot of the songs from that CD in the concert, and it's just finishing up being mixed. And it's really exciting to write songs with someone and see sort of how we can step into the other one's writing voice, how we can create something entirely new that collaboration allows. It really opens up kind of a new realm of creativity.
And that's kind of been where you've been at as far as songwriting for a very long time, as I recall, is that the collaborative thing, that works for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's surprising, but it really does. I think I often, I've written a lot of my own, but having someone part of it is having someone spur you on and be like, hey, how's that song going that I sent you? is really helpful for me to keep the creativity flowing and to get new ideas that might not be sparked otherwise.
We're going to be seeing her here in town again Friday night at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Columbia. That is on Shepherd Boulevard. And how would people get a hold of tickets if they wanted to do so ahead of time other than just showing up Friday night?
Well, you're certainly welcome to show up Friday night, but you can also go to our website, which is Claflin and Grace. That's C-L-A-F-L-I-N. The word and spelled out, and then Grace, hopefully you know how to spell my last name, .com. And then if you click on the tour tab, you can find tickets. We're doing a little regional tour, and there are tickets available there for all the shows. So.
Well, we will look forward to having you in town Friday night, 7:30 at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Columbia, ClaflinandGrace.com for tickets. Ellie, it was wonderful to talk to you. Safe travels, and we'll look forward to hearing the new music.
Okay. Always so good to talk to you, Darren.
And that was, again, Ellie Grace visiting with us that show Friday night. We're going to listen in the closing parts of our show here to just a little bit of that song we were talking about earlier. This is I'm Gonna Walk It With You with Claflin and Grace.
Down, I will raise my voice and stand my ground. Well, it looks like it might be a hard road, but I'm gonna walk it with you.
That's right.
I'm gonna walk it with you. With you, I'm gonna walk in with you. I will walk, I will climb, shine my light the whole night through. because it looks like it might be a hard road, but I'm gonna walk it with you.
Music there from Claflin and Grace. Our thanks to Ellie Grace, Jack Cardetti, and Lonnie Kessler for being guests on the program this evening. For the show's executive producer, Darren Helwidge, my name's Trevor Harris. Thanks for listening to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA.